Meanwhile, a different kind of bow is catching on in China, the kind used in Western classical music. 142 factories churn out musical instruments there, and more than 40 million Chinese kids are studying classical violin and piano. A few years ago, one of those piano students was Long Long. That's L-A-N-G-L-A-N-G, but pronounced Long Long. Now he's a professional and a big sensation in classical music. He's known for his fast fingers. He was inspired to master piano, he says, by a Tom and Jerry cartoon, the one where Tom the Cat pounds out a Hungarian rhapsody by Liszt with paws flying in all directions. Today, Long Long still plays it. Long Long got his big break in 1999. He was just 17 when he got a phone call asking if he could fill in for veteran pianist Andre Watts. His performance was grand enough to launch his career. Since then, Long Long has impressed the classical world with his dazzling technique and charisma. Sometimes as his fingers plunge to the final chord, he leaps to his feet. Critics wonder if he might be overdoing it, but audiences go wild. Now that Long Long is beyond his whiz kid years, he says fast fingers are important, but technique isn't all that matters.
The main focus is on the hands and the notes, but then, you know, after you're set on the keys, you need to using your imagination. Not just to make up things, but I think in order to play piano, you need to have a creative mind.
Long Long continues to stretch. Today he releases his first Beethoven CD, the Piano Concertos 1 and 4, an intricate give and take between piano and orchestra. Long Long's concert calendar is booked through 2010. He has a major record contract, rare in the world of classical music, and he practices on an old piano that once belonged to his idol, Vladimir Horowitz. Not bad for a career that started with a Tom and Jerry cartoon. To hear Long Long in concert and also in our studios, go to npr.org/music.